Echoes of Shadows, an audio drama series written by Helen McKenna. Episode 1. This series is a work of fiction and does not reflect any real-life experiences. Listeners are advised that this episode contains strong language and references to alcohol and drug addiction.
Good morning. You're listening to Willin FM News. The mother of a teenager who died after a tragic fall from Ballytesson Cliffs has asked for privacy during the opening inquest into his death. 15-year-old Adam Christian from Point Ridge was found last Wednesday after police announced he had been missing since the early hours of Monday. He was located about a mile from Ballytesson Cliffs footpath at around 1 a.m. on Wednesday with a severe head injury. It is believed that he was suffering from depression from bullying. His mother, Gabriella Christian, has appealed to the public via social media this morning not to speculate on her son's cause of death. The inquest opens at 9 a.m. A plaque to commemorate the lives of soldiers who served in both World Wars will be laid this evening during a ceremony in Cronk Quayle. Members of the island's British Legion branch have restored the once destroyed memorial there, which was damaged after a tree struck by lightning fell onto the boat-shaped epitaph, erected in 1946. The public are invited to attend the ceremony, which will take place at 7 p.m. this evening at Cronk Quayle Parish Church, before an unveiling of the new plaque by the Lieutenant Governor, Sir Mark O'Neill. And finally, if you didn't manage to see the Northern Lights display this weekend, well, you're in luck. Tonight, at approximately 10 p.m, anywhere across the island, you'll be able to catch a glimpse of the aurora, thanks to good weather and low levels of light pollution. If you get any photos or videos, you're asked to send them into the Willin FM official Facebook page. That's all for now. I'm Connie Innes.
And now the weather update with Claire. Well, today, Greg, it's quite breezy out there and we're expecting lots of rain later on this afternoon from around
7 p.m. Tonight will be very cloudy with more outbreaks of rain, especially in the central part of Willin. Bring your brollies with you, everyone. That's all for now.
What am I doing? This is not what I was expected to do when I finished my degree in English 10 years ago. But hey, we all need to make a living and earn some sort of money, don't we? If my parents hadn't been so pushy for me to go to uni and study some sort of thing that wouldn't disappoint them, maybe I would have had more time to think about what I really wanted to do with my life. Oh well, better start typing something so people think I'm actually working and not just here because I couldn't get any other sort of job.
We've all had those moments when we've gone outside, maybe with the lawnmower, maybe we're going out to do just a tiny bit of gardening on a sunny Sunday afternoon, and we've spotted something in the corner of the garden that should be...
Morning!
Hey, how are you today? Any big scoops?
Nah, not really, Stan. Sorry. But hey, it's only 7:30, maybe by lunchtime.
Oh, the day is young, my friend. Cheer up. Oof, rough weekend, was it? Hope Joe's not been too hard on you about the whole... forgetting to press record last week, malarkey.
I just didn't sleep well, as usual. Once I get a latte, I'll be buzzing around the office before you know it.
Okay, mate, I'll take your word.
Hey, what's the sketch about this?
Oh, here he is.
Mate, you won't believe how bad the traffic is up by Vernon's Hill. Hey.
Who wants a coffee? I'll get him.
No, it's cool, Stan. I'll go. Mocha for you and... What about you, Joe?
Americano, please. Thanks.
Okay. See you shortly.
I'm probably going to regret asking this. Is everything all right between you?
Well, maybe if she hadn't messed up the recording last week, let's just say I'd be feeling slightly warmer towards seeing her this morning.
Right, but she was doing you a favour.
Yeah, but when she's been here long enough to know what to do, you start to wonder what's actually going on in her head sometimes.
Now, we've had some more applications for the head of news role, so Connie's work schedule won't be so manic in a matter of weeks.
Mate, I need to get this stuff uploaded before 2 o'clock, and then cut and send it by tomorrow morning. Sorry, I know you're looking out for us, and I appreciate it. This won't edit itself.
Understood, amigo.
There you go.
Oh, thanks, Connie. Perfect.
For you?
Cheers.
You're welcome. How was the...
Connie, can you give me a bit of space, please?
I wasn't trying to...
Please, just get on with whatever it was you were doing before I arrived. We'll talk later, okay? I need to get on.
All right, princess. Whatever your heart desires.
You too. Behave yourselves. Otherwise, Greg will make a move on you, Connie.
You know what, Stan? I actually wouldn't mind a bit of affection right now. But I better be good, hey?
Location is Flat 7, Walpole Drive, Willing West.
Received. ETA should be about 10 minutes, if the traffic isn't horrendous as usual in that area.
Received, 74. Do you require assistance?
No, ma'am.
Great. See you when you get back.
Oh, here we go! Another fucking pig here to save the day! Woohoo!
Miss Rafferty, please calm down.
Oh, piss off!
We received a call this morning because you are drunk and disorderly in a public place and because you've been arguing with your dad again, as I can see.
Well, not so much an argument, officer. More of a disagreement.
Mr. Rafferty, it doesn't matter. The level of noise at this time in the morning is unacceptable in a public place, as well as your daughter being drunk. I'm afraid we're going to have to bring her in again.
Sorry. Sorry.
If you don't stop, I'll have to arrest you additionally for not complying with an officer.
Fuck!
And damaging a police vehicle. Right, that's it. Get in, please. Now, Fia, please listen to
me. Why should I? All you pigs ever do, you want to make a name for yourselves, seeking out lowly peasants.
Fee, please.
Nope!
If you don't listen to me, you're going to get it about a million times worse from whoever interviews you at headquarters, okay?
Can I have a cig?
All right. But only when we get around this corner and out of the estate. I'll give you 5 to calm down. Then we really need to get you out of here, okay?
Yeah. What the fuck did I do in my past life to deserve this shitty one? Why have I constantly got to deal with the police when I could be in the sanctuary of my own home? No lights on, just me and the darkness. And of course my drink.
5 minutes starts now. Stay directly outside of the car, please, and don't try to do another runner.
Okay. Oh, what a fucking day. It's only 9. I could have been even more of a fucking twat. I want to go home today. I don't want another examination of my vagina, thanks. Hospital was rough as, like, Dad's gonna regret saying what he said today. Right, I'm done. Let's get this shit over with so you can have your basic bitch coffee.
Thanks. And Fee, please try and keep your top on this time.
You loved it! Admit it!
Come on.
Hello?
Kira? Hey, it's Connie here at Willen FM. How's it going?
Oh, hello there, Connie. I'm grand. pants and yourself.
Oh, yes, so-so. As good as I can be in this weather anyway.
Yes, it's quite the monsoon season, isn't it, eh?
Indeed. So I wondered if you'd be able to help me with something.
I mean, I almost got washed away there early driving my van along the prom there. Was quite a lot of seaweed and whatnot to navigate my way around.
Yes, it was rather stormy this autumn. Sorry, Kira, but I've only got a few minutes, actually.
Oh, so right. Yes, of course, lass. Sorry about that. I tend to go off on a tangent, don't I now?
It's all right, honestly. So the thing is, I'm working on this news package about the cost of living crisis, and I wondered, as a sort of bit to add to it, if you're willing to for me to pop down sometime this week at all to speak to you about the increase of users at the food bank, would there be a date that suits you?
I don't know if I'm the sort who would be good on the radio, like.
Oh, it's not live. Oh, don't worry, it would be pre-recorded. There's no rush, just whenever you can find the time, it would really mean a lot.
Ah, Connie, I've known you for years. I know you wouldn't mess me about now.
Of course not, Kira.
Let's see now. I'll get me diary, if you can hold on a mo.
Sure.
Right you are. Now, it looks like I've got a small window between 5 and 7 on Wednesday. Oh, that's not good, sorry. Tomorrow between 4 and 6, would that do?
Oh, yes, perfect. I'll send you over the questions I'll be asking you in a few minutes. I've still got your email. I'll meet you at 4 p.m. at the food bank, main entrance tomorrow.
Ah, that'll be grand, Connie. I look forward to speaking with you then. It's been a wee while now, hasn't it?
Yes. It has indeed. I think maybe New Year's.
Right, Jar. Anyways, best go. Someone's waiting at the front counter here.
Oh, of course. You have a good day and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye for now.
Yes? I'm leaving in the next 10 minutes. No, not as far as I'm aware. Why? Why can't you trust me? Why do you always have to think I'm going to mess it up because of one measly fucking occasion? Yes, I know. Right. Bye.
Send a WhatsApp. And not many of you have, so I'm going to have to tell you all about my own sporting achievements. Now, I assure you, they are not great.
I don't know why I'm even with Joe anymore. I didn't realise 4 years ago when we met that he'd turn out to be such a controlling, whiny little boy. If he can't forgive me for one bloody mistake, then that's it. I can't deal with this right now. Or ever. Fuck this place and its small-minded, outdated ways. No pay rise, no well done, Connie, nothing. Why am I still here? Working after hours because I actually wanted to make something worthwhile, only for it to probably get quashed as, that's not what our listeners want, Connie. Maybe if there were a TV channel, though. Fuck it. I'm doing it anyway. And if they don't like it, I'll walk.
Echoes of Shadows, Episode 1, was written by Helen McKenna and produced with the help of Isle of Man Arts Council. If you've been affected by issues relating to drug use or financial difficulties, there are charities such as Victim Support Isle of Man, Motivate Isle of Man, and Isle of Man Food Bank who can assist. You can find out more by clicking the link in the episode's bio.